And I hope that you won't tell on me. Not give you anything. I know that you won't tell on me. P girl gets the
Softer Softest by Hole. I love Live Through This. It's one of my all-time favorite albums. Next up, we have some Nirvana. I don't think I'm going to dwell too much on Nirvana for this episode, considering I talk about them about every episode. But I think this is my current favorite Nirvana song at the moment. To be fair, I tend to change that answer probably every couple months. But right now, this is my favorite Nirvana song. Hope you enjoy.
One baby to another says I'm lucky to meet you. I'm done.
Next up, we have the Minutemen. I think I'm just going to interject throughout the show, talk about who it was that is part of the 27 Club, why they're here, what I like about them, all that good stuff. Anyways, up next we have Minutemen. Dee Boon, the drummer for the Minutemen, he kind of brought a lot of like jazzy sort of drumming into the punk scene at the time. He unfortunately passed away in a car crash, the age of 27. So I'm gonna quickly play some music. Hope you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
gosh, I love that song. Very kind of chill, has a punk vibe. Yeah. Next up, we have some Stooges. Stooges, you may know, fronted by Iggy Pop. Their founding bassist, Dave Alexander, unfortunately passed away. He died of pulmonary edema in February 1975. He struggled with addiction and health issues. So, unfortunately, that is where all that left him. But he was very talented, and we're going to listen to some of them now. Enjoy. was Second Skin by The Gits. Mia Zapata, incredibly talented frontwoman for The Gits, unfortunately was murdered at the age of 27. They did recently find her killer, actually, using DNA. So at least he's been brought to justice, but it still doesn't really make up for it because, unfortunately, The Gits split up after her untimely death. Next up, we have The Doors. Jim Morrison, frontman of the Doors, is unfortunately a member of the 27 Club. Incredibly talented. He did overdose, I believe. Yes. I'm double checking that because we don't spread misinformation here at WMFO. Anyways, we're going to get on to that because I actually quite like these Doors songs coming up. So, yeah.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange. When you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
not speak. Love me one time, baby. Yeah, my knees got weak. Love me two times, girl. Last week, all through the week. Love me two times, I'm gone away. Love me two times, baby. Love me twice today. Love me two times, baby. Cause I'm gone away. Love me two times, girl. One for tomorrow, one just for today. Love me two times.
Right, that's The Doors. Love The Doors. My mom's a huge fan of The Doors. Promised me that I'd have a Doors phase in college, and I guess I'm finally getting there, although it is in grad school, not in undergrad, but that's okay. Next up is another one that my mom loves, Janis Joplin. I love Janis Joplin. Her singing style, everything. It's just so good. One of my favorite artists for sure. She's actually from she's from the town next to the small town that my grandmother grew up in. So I always think of her when I'm listening to Janis Joplin. My grandmother liked Janis Joplin quite a bit, quite hippie of her. You wouldn't think that Janis Joplin would be born in Port Arthur, Texas, but you know, she seems like a California, you know, hippie girl, but yeah, Texan. Went to her house, which is a museum. That was pretty cool. Anyways, I'm going to play probably 3 Janis Joplin songs. Some of my favorites. Yeah. Keep listening.
Come on, come on. be glad to admit it. Oh, come on home to me.
Thank you. gonna rise, rise, I'm singing. You're gonna spread your wings, shout and take to the sky. Nothing's going to harm you now. Na 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 na. Don't you cry.
That was Summertime by Big Brother and the Holding Company and Janis Joplin. Big Brother and the Holding Company kind of is her backing band, I guess. Yeah, I love that song. It simultaneously is haunting and also feels like sweating it out on a very hot summer day. We're a little over halfway through, and I don't know if you listen to WFO, but that means that it is time for our hourly PSA. PSA, if it's broke, why not try fixing it? In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash for the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money and time, as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often just take a few minutes, less time than browsing the web to spend money on buying new ones. While some electronic devices are purposefully manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iCanFixIt.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic devices malfunctions, before responsibly disposing of it as e-waste, first track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that will do the trick. So when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it, to save both time and money. Search the internet for instructions, and remember, if you are going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, that's right. Actually, as we were speaking in the studio, I am currently mending a pillowcase. So, yeah, love mending. We're going to be moving right along. Brian Jones, head member, one of the members of the Rolling Stones, was found dead in his swimming pool. No one actually knows what happened. There's a lot of different accounts of the night. The general thing is that he died too soon. Just a really, really talented musician. Anyways, we're going to be listening to some Rolling Stones up next. Some songs that he had a pretty direct hand in. And yeah, keep on moving on. Enjoy.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Question why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost. At such a cost. there's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time. Lose your dreams and you will lose your mind. In life unkind.
Mm-hmm. must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth.
It cries very. shine the emptiness down on my bed. The tiny island sags downstream, 'cause the life that lives is dead. And the wind screams, Mary. Wisdom, it whispers no, this will be the last. And the wind cries, Mary.
Yeah, that was some Jimi Hendrix, another one of my faves. I'm realizing how many of them are in the 27 Club, which is kind of crazy. Yeah, and one of the best guitarists we've seen in rock music. Great. We're going to get along to some Amy Winehouse to finish off this show. Another favorite of mine, Back to Black. I have that on vinyl. It's just excellent. Literally no skips on that album. Yeah, but I'll quit yapping and we can get back to listening. Hope you enjoyed the show.
If my man was fighting someone holy war, I would be behind him. Shook off beside she run it.
from. Inside her.